New Zealand mixed martial artist Israel Adesanya lived up to his world champion status yesterday. The reigning Hallberg Sportsman of the Year convincingly defeated his latest challenger, sweeping aside undefeated Brazilian Paulo Costa at UFC 253 in Abu Dhabi. Adesanya retained his unbeaten record and is hotly tipped to be one of the biggest superstars in one of the world's fastest growing sports. Clay Wilson has more.
And still!
A world title retained in style. Many expected Israel Adesanya to be pushed all the way in his UFC middleweight title defence against Paulo Costa. Instead, the Nigerian-born Kiwi dominated en route to a second-round technical knockout win. Adesanya says, having been bullied as a child, he had plenty of motivation to dismiss the aggressive, muscle-bound Brazilian.
For me, back then, I didn't really have the skill or the will to be able to fight back. You know what I mean? And now, I know what to do. I have the will and I have the skill to take the bite out of the bully.
The win extended Adesanya's perfect pro record to 20 wins from 20 fights. It also meant he held on to his shiny gold UFC belt. Not that that was of significance to him.
This thing is beautiful, and I told you gold looks good on black skin, but it doesn't mean anything. For me, it's about the victories, the names you collect, the scalps you take along the way. God forbid, if I'd lost this tonight, I wouldn't care about this. I would have been sad I lost the fight.
That outcome never looked likely, though. One of four coaches Adesanya had cage side, Mike Angove, says the winning moment was one of intense satisfaction.
Because we're not in a crowded arena, we could also hear our boys backstage screaming and yelling as well. It was elation. It was a moment of pure elation.
Those guys backstage included Brad Riddell, Kai Carter-France and Shane Young, Adesanya's City kickboxing teammates who also fought at the event. Only Riddell was victorious from those three. But they all relished in Adesanya's win, which Angove says shows just how tight-knit those from the Auckland gym were.
Although we have an individual sport, you know, it is very, very much a team game, team preparation. You cannot survive in a sport like this without a champion team, and that's what we have.
And the star of that team continues his meteoric rise. UFC boss Dana White says it's hard to overstate what Adesanya is doing in the sport.
You know, he's got his own style and his own way about him. I think he's going to be the next big superstar here, especially after tonight's performance.
Despite such lofty praise, the man himself maintains there's much more to come. And while his level of fame and the balance of his bank account are trending in the same direction, Adesanya says his plan on the path to greatness is simple.
Listen to my coaches, listen to my team, and keep doing what I'm doing because I stay true to the people that got me to the dance since day one.
A smart approach from a Kiwi in the spotlight. Israel Adesanya insists more big things are on the horizon. Motihotaka o te atanei, ko Clay Wilson aho.